Hello and welcome. Today is March 25th, the Monday of Holy Week. Today we begin by learning about the Good Thief. In the 4th century, an apocryphal book called the Acts of Pilate gave a purported account of the trial, death, and resurrection of Christ as seen through the eyes of Pilate. The book drew heavily on the four Gospels and added many details. It is in the Acts of Pilate that the good thief is given the name Dismas, from a Greek word meaning dying. It is another example of how legendary writings imaginatively supply details that aren't given in the authentic texts. Over time, Dismas was popularly looked upon as a saint. Many parishes are named after him. The feast of Saint Dismas is celebrated March 25th. He is the patron saint of prisoners. Many consider him the first canonized saint. At the Dismas House in South Bend, Indiana, University of Notre Dame and St. Mary's students live with people in transition from prison. The purpose, according to its website, is to create a family atmosphere and provide support to those working to transition back into society. And now for our gospel. The other criminal, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23, verses 40 to 43. The other criminal speaks first to his companion, and in doing so becomes another of Luke's witnesses to the innocence of Jesus. Then he speaks to Jesus, asking to be remembered. He's barely met Jesus, but again, Luke's emphasis, "If you only knew this man, even briefly, you would love him." Then I hear the last words that Jesus speaks to a human being before he dies. "Today you will be with me in paradise." When Jesus began his ministry, he was in his hometown synagogue in Nazareth. His first words promised release to captives. Now, as he is dying, his last words fulfill that promise. This criminal is the only person in any of the Gospels to address Jesus by his first name without a qualifier, such as Lord, Son of David. As the late scripture scholar Father Raymond Brown put it, the first person with the confidence to be so familiar is a convicted criminal who is also the last person on earth to speak to Jesus before he dies. This is Holy Week. Take some time to talk to Jesus on a first name basis. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.